want to share an insight with the Olam about what is popularly known as the burning bush. Many have said, and we have such a Kabbalah, that this was a hint for the future, for Klal Yisrael to know that although Klal Yisrael may be burnt and hurt, however, we cannot be extinguished. We will continue to live on and on. But the Torah tells us, Vayar, the Moshe Rabbeinu, while he's up on the mountain shepherding his sheep, he sees Vehine Hasne Bor Be'esh. The snare is engulfed in flames, Vahasne Enenu Ukol, and the snare does not become consumed. The Torah goes on to say, Vayemem Moshe. Moshe says, Asura no. I will go off the beaten path, Ve'er, and I will see, Madua lo yiver hasne. Why doesn't this snare become totally consumed? It's unnatural. Moshe could have continued on his merry way. He could have ignored the entire situation, didn't have to get involved. He could have said, I mind my own business. But we see no. Moshe wasn't complacent. He didn't make believe that nothing was happening. He took an interest. He cared about everything that he saw. Moshe was not the type of person to ignore situations. We see this many times throughout this parsha. It says when Moshe became of age, he went out, Vayar b'sevlosam, and he saw the trials and tribulations of his brothers. Again, it says Vayar. But Rashi says, what kind of Vayar are we talking about? Many people see things, doesn't affect them, make believe that they didn't see it. But Moshe Rabbeinu Rashi says, Nosan, Eino V'Liboi. He paid attention, he applied his eyes and his heart, Lihiyois, Meitzar Leim, to join in their pain. Their pain became his pain. So much so that he cared to do something about it. Later on it says another story with Moshe. Vayari Shmitzri, again he sees something taking place that is improper. Make Ish Ivri, he's fighting and hitting another Yid Mecha from his brothers. Again Moshe Rabbeinu takes action. He didn't just stand there and watch the episode. He went over and he said, Lama Sakireyecha, how's it shayach? How's it possible that one Jew is fighting with another Jew? We see further on. When Moshe saw that the shepherds were fighting around at the well, when he was displaced to Midian, what did Moshe do when he saw all the daughters of Yisro chased away? Torah says, Vaygalkam Moshe v'yashi, Moshe stood up and he helped them. There's a big lesson to be learned here. It's very easy for us to say, Tov alai nafshi, things are good for me. It's easy to be passive. It's easy not to get involved. Like they say in Hebrew, lo yichpad li. Lama li la tzar azoi, so what do I need problems for? Easy to say is geit min ishton. I won't be bothered by this. But the Torah says, Vayar Hashem kisor lirois. Hashem saw that he went off the beaten path. Really, the Torah doesn't have to say this. That Hashem saw kisor lirois. But there is a lesson that the Torah wants to teach us. That because Moshe was so lirois, because Moshe showed that he cared, that is why Hashem called out to him. And what we see from this is that Hashem Yisbarach likes to be involved with the people that care. Hashem saw Moshe Rabbeinu take an interest. So Hashem says to him, Shal na'alachem al raglecho. And Hashem starts to speak to him. This is really very important for us to keep in mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes when a Yid takes responsibility, when he takes achrayus, when he feels achrayus, when he feels achrayus to improve the life of his family, of his community. We can't just live our life watching the world go round and not trying to create some improvement, not trying to benefit another person, not trying to benefit our shul, not trying to benefit our family. On the contrary, we need to learn from Moshe that any time he saw something, he took it to heart and he took action and he made a positive contribution.